My Glass Shower.
Oh, hi, Slay. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
Good, good. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yes. I don't know, man. I feel like you guys aren't really taking care of me, so I don't really know what to do. Like, I totally rely on you guys. But I feel like nothing is happening for the past few months. And when I called a few months ago, you guys did one post on Google. And that was the end
of
that.
The problem is if you do nothing with the account, what will happen is right now you're past due for $149. But come February 12th, you'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, you know, like I said, the good news is you're only past due for the $149 right now. But I would hate to see that continue to reoccur and affect your credit, especially if you're not even sure if you wanted to continue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Can you please hold one moment?
Yes, of course.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. It's weird how I'm talking to you about my listing and all you're talking to me about is how I owe money. So go ahead, and I just want to cancel it. So what do I owe you now?
$149.
Okay. You can charge it at the end of the month. And then that's it. I guess we're done. But instead of talking to me about my listing and what you can do for me, you're telling me how fortunate I am that I only owe $149. That's how, like, crappy this is. Like, you're supposed to be, like, a person in charge that takes care of customers. Meanwhile, you're telling me about $149.
I'm just trying to prevent it from getting into a further issue because you're relaying to me that you're not happy with the service. But I'm going to screenshot the results and send it to you in an email because if this account ever were to cancel, Slay, it will dramatically affect your business because it's not just about one post on Google. In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 13,770 times, and you've had 118 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do, but I do a lot of the updates on the Google. I post every day, and I always put, you know, updates, and I always change this and change that, and I keep adding pictures, and I do the basic stuff that, like that anybody can really do. But on your end, when I check the analytics, I don't see any keywords that are being added. I don't see any, you know, external links. I don't see internal links. I don't see... You know, there's a lot of things that I don't see, but maybe it's just that I don't, like, I'm not understanding what you're, like, what you guys do.
So Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you acquire our services, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So, you know, posts obviously would help, but that's not just, you know, anybody could create a Google listing and make a post and never, ever get on the first page of the search results, right? So as you know, it does take hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, trusted citations. So we're doing all of that local SEO service work for you behind the scenes.
Well, that's kind of what I've been asking for. Like, could you send me like a list of things that have been done? That's all.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I said I'll screenshot this to you. I'll send it to you in an email. And then you said the payment would be good by the end of the month. Just make sure. Oh, it is the end of the month, actually, come to think of it. It's the 31st today.
Yeah, just give me a few days. Let me transfer some money to that account.
Okay. Okay. And then if you want to continue, one thing I can do to help you out a little bit is I can push the next payment out 30 days because the last thing I would want is to have you pay, say, on February 2nd and then have another payment on February 12th. So if you want to continue, I'll push it out 30 days so you would be paid in full until, you know, if it were the 2nd, it would be till March 2nd. Okay. But if you want to cancel after that, I understand that as well. It's, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. I just would hate to see, you know, your ranking start getting affected.
Okay. I understand. All right, just send me an email. Maybe I'll change the method of payment. That's all.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, no problem, Slay. And just so that you know, do you remember which card you have on file? If not, I can give you the last four.
No, I know exactly which one it is.
You do. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so we have a good game plan. So I'll shoot you an email. If you have any questions, you can call me. And I'm sure the payment will be good probably within the next couple of days. But if there's any trouble, I'll follow up with you next week, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. What's your name?
My name again is Tina.
Okay, thank you so much, Tina. Appreciate your time.
All right. No problem. I appreciate yours as well. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.